Well, you might have done it, Julie.
Uh-oh.
This is not a song about lettuce. We're making Gary work overtime behind the scenes. Generally, after the first segment, he's found some kind of song or tie-in to whatever commodity we're talking about, and there was nothing about lettuce.
There was one lettuce song, and it was by the most horrendous rap artist I've ever heard, and there was no way in the world I was going to play that.
Let us not hear that one.
I'm still a little disappointed in you, Gary. Yeah.
We try.
You do great. Thank you.
Well, other things going on with the Farm Bureau before we get back to our lettuce topic of the day. Steph was in the paper this morning. I did not get a chance to read it, but it's about water. Can you give me a summary of what's in that article?
It's related to the Clean Water Act, and EPA has just come out with a revised rule versus the one that was released in 2015 that just basically, in layman's terms, would have put way more regulation on farmers and ranchers and their ability to farm and farm appropriately. And that's why I'd encourage everybody to read the editorial. It's in the Arizona Republic. And Stephanie's knee-deep in it as the president of Arizona Farm Bureau, and because of the fact also that her and her husband ranch and farm in Pima County, speaking of other counties. And we just need to have regulations. We need those. Food safety, one of the regulations, is very important for us. But sometimes some of the regulations coming out of the federal government just stack too much on us, and our inability to farm then is what occurs. And we need to be able to farm and have the right and appropriate things. And sometimes the federal government doesn't get it right.
And I constantly see articles that you post at azfb.org, arizonafarmbureau.org, about Pima and Pinal County and the water issue with the CAP. I never hear that about Yuma, John. Is that because y'all are on the river, so you're kind of insulated from that issue?
That's part of it, Romy. Being on the river actually afforded one other thing, which was water was put to beneficial use, as the law says, a little bit earlier on than Colorado River water was in other parts of Arizona. So the Colorado River Indian tribes just up the river from us in La Paz County, and those of us in Yuma County, the several irrigation districts there, have irrigation rights with the federal government to use Colorado River water. That predates the Central Arizona Project, or CAP. So with water law, it's first in time, first in right. In other words, if you put it to beneficial use first, you have an older right, and that's why Yuma's fairly well insulated from that. But the CAP folks talk about Yuma quite a bit amongst themselves, so they're keenly interested in the H2O we have down there.
And they're watching it. Water is so key to what we do in farming. In fact, one of my friends that I just brought, and she's in studio too. We actually have her mic'd up. Maybe we can talk her into saying something. But Mary Hartman, Brian and Mary Hartman in Pinal County, they are one of the farms that would be impacted with a call on the river, which could occur. And so that's why the DCP, the drought contingency plan team, all these stakeholders are gathering, and we're trying to get this worked out. But Pinal County alone, it's close to being a Yuma in terms of the economic generation it makes. So if you think of the Hartman Farms, and I've lifelong friends of the Hartmans, if you think of them not being able to farm, then that's going to have an economic impact on the rest of the county. And they're one of those 900-plus farms in Pinal County that do an amazing job of helping our local economies continue to really be powerhouses, and agriculture is really driving that in Pinal County.
And an interesting point you made in one of these articles is Pinal County ranks in the top 2% of all U.S. counties in total volume of agricultural sales.
Right.
Ranking in the top 2%, I mean, you're competing with counties of the size of California, of Texas, of Florida. Massive landmass that we're talking about, and to be able to compete in the top 2% with only 900 farms is
amazing. And it's not just about those 900 farms. I know that's been the huge debate out there. Well, a couple hundred farmers. No, it's everybody that sells into or has some kind of service or contribution into that agriculture standing. The same thing would happen to Yuma if that was kind of it's kind of ground zero in Pinal County with this drought contingency plan issue. And of all of the industries that we know we'll always need, we need agriculture because it's a primary sector. And you can't have any of the other secondary industries if you don't have agriculture, if you don't have mining, and if you don't have forestry and fishing. Those are prime sector industries, and they're so critical to what makes you and I tick and for us to have the livelihood that we have here in the state of Arizona. I mean, agriculture is key. That's why I'm so passionate about it. I mean, I just love talking about it.
And that's why we bring in the first Saturday of every month to start off each month with what's being currently produced in the state of Arizona, connect with the local farmers and ranchers that are responsible for providing that to our plate. And one of the things that I always make sure I spend a lot of time to do beforehand is, you know, last month we had Dan Sizen in.
Right.
And we're talking about eggnog. Well, how to find that local? Well, you go into any market and you buy lettuce, it's all local.
It's all local.
You didn't have to worry about finding a premium brand name or looking for it. It all came from Arizona. And if not, you mentioned Imperial Valley. Well, it's, you know,
they're,
we'll
we're
throw
related.
California a bone every now and then.